Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. This is day 16 on the 16th of December. Today's episode is entitled Advent Singing. Our Bible readings are Luke 2:13 and Matthew 2:17. So Luke chapter 2 verse 13, suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." And then Matthew 2:17 and 18. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. 3 years ago, on the same day near Christmas, I remember experiencing two kinds of singing, both in St. Michael the Belfry Church in York. One was at a wedding, the happy marriage service of Sam Johnson and Georgia Edwards, as she was then. It was a truly celebratory and uplifting occasion with joyful praise and strong adoration. And then, a few hours later, we were singing again. But the music was different. It was no less real or sincere. But this time, it was tinged with sadness and sorrow, because I was involved with the missing persons carol service for the north of England. It was a moving occasion and a privilege to be involved leading, with families gathering to sing Christmas carols with a loved one missing or absent, not knowing where they were or how they were or if they'd ever return. It was a day of two kinds of singing. Read the Advent stories and you find just the same thing, two kinds of singing. Most of the singing that first Advent was celebratory. Mary sang when she learned that she was to be the mother of God's son. Zechariah sang after his son John was born, once he got back his speech and singing voice. The angels sang to the shepherds, announcing the good news of the Saviour's birth. There was much celebratory singing. But there was also a different sound and a contrasting song heard that first Christmas, the song of lament. Women and men of Bethlehem wept and mourned, no doubt singing sad songs to help them mourn the brutal murder of their infant sons by the megalomaniac King Herod, who'd heard that a rival king had been born there. Whilst it doesn't explicitly say that they sang, the work of scholars such as Wan Huang Thifam on mourning in the ancient Near Eastern world has helpfully shown how singing always played a crucial role in this culture's mourning. We see it elsewhere in the Bible too, in places like Psalm 102 and 2 Chronicles 35. Songs of lament would have been sung. That's what they did. And they would have been sad songs. So two kinds of singing, celebration and lament. Both were important that first Advent, and they still are today. At the first Advent, these two kinds of singing were different, and yet they shared something in common. They were sung with passion. They were not feeble, half-hearted songs. These were strong, stirring songs expressing profound joy and deep grief. They were honest and real and true. They'd have been full of emotion and feeling, whether celebration or lament, they'd have come from the heart. And that's what I experienced at both Sam and George's wedding and the missing persons carol service. Two kinds of singing. As we look around at the pain of the world this Christmas, you know, many people are sad and they need to sing a song of lament. And we must let them. In fact, it should be encouraged both to release sorrow and sadness, but also as an authentic expression of worship to God. But this is also the season marked by good news of great joy. And so the sound of celebration must also be heard and not be drowned out by the sound of lament. Both songs must be encouraged. Two kinds of singing. So examine your heart today. What kind of song do you need to sing? If you are genuinely sad, then sing that to God. Don't hold back from worship. Offer it to him in lament. Don't avoid opportunities to sing at home or in church or at a carol service. Pour out your heart in song, even if others are singing a different kind of song. Christ is Emmanuel, God with us, and he's with you in your pain, and he understands your sorrow. Sing it out to him. For the rest of us, may our worship this Christmas be hearty and happy, joyful and triumphant. But have in mind that others, maybe people living very close to you, maybe next door to you, or sitting in the row behind you in church tomorrow, they may well be singing songs of lament. Two kinds of singing. Let both be offered and gladly received by the one who deserves all of our worship and all of our praise, who is Jesus Christ, the Lord.